Blog Talk Radio.
That men would praise the Lord for His goodness and His mercy. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His wondrous works toward men. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for His mercy endureth forever. He made the heavens and earth and all that is. Holy name.
Now
the Lord, everyone. We were disconnected for a moment, but we are back. God is so good. Whew. I was trying to just relate to my brother some of the miracles that had happened on Tuesday, and then I had to continue on Wednesday, and then as we were speaking, miracles were coming in. That's the way God works. This is Dr. Cassandra McDonald, pastor of Cast Mind Ministries. Oh, my goodness. It's just awesome when he tells you that I have not
seen, ear have not heard, neither have entered into the hearts and the minds of men, that's what he has prepared for us. Whew. God is just miraculous. Again, this is Dr. Cassandra McDonald, pastor of Cast My Ministries. And just come to you, just want to share about the goodness of the Lord. I tell you, when you use them as your only source, then you could escape fear, and you don't have to miss moments that are pleasurable, that are planned by God for you. When you can release fear and hear, you can get these glorious things that God has for you. It's just amazing. We have no idea the things that he has planned for us, but I'm here to tell you it works and is miraculous in our sight. Our title for this week is Faith Always Wins Over Fear. Always, 100%, because where does faith come from? Is that now faith. Now faith. Now. That means right now. Faith is a substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not yet seen. So what is that substance, God? What is not seen, God? But faith is God. That's why it says have faith in God. We're studying this last, almost last month of the year because it's Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to you all. And then it comes December. So this last 2 months, the last part of the sword of, which is the sword of the Spirit, and it's the last part of putting on the armor of God. Our thing has been armored up with my six pack in 2016. Ready! I'm ready to receive expectations, anticipate developing you. You can't anticipate God's goodness in the middle of me telling my brother about miracle after miracle after miracle on Tuesday. And then today is Wednesday, and I said, "Mr. Rolling in." While I'm talking to him, I get this phone call, and it says, "In the U.S." I'm like, "Where's your phone?" I said, "Well, we'll wait for the beat." But I had a feeling it was a call I needed to take. So I got off the phone. I said, "Let me listen to the message, and I'll call you right back." Well, it's a couple, almost finished with their medical degree, that has a heart and a mind for foreign countries and doing clinical work and helping the underserved population. So a mutual acquaintance of ours told them about what I was doing in Guatemala, and they said, "Well, we would like to come and volunteer and serve for about 10 days. I'm like, "Huh? We've already got our plane tickets, and we were going to work at a clinic, but that didn't work out. So we'd like to come and serve." And I'm, with the help of the Lord, of course, opening up a Cast My Academy presence there. And I went, I'm still just on a high from that phone call this evening. So they said, "Yeah, that's what we do." Young couple. And they just serve all over the world. That's their calling. You know, very well educated. But they know that they're what they're learning, they're to give and to serve with. And I'm like, "God, you just," and I'm in the middle of writing a grant. I said, "That you just increased for my team." And they're both dancers. So instead of doing exercise, they usually dance. So they exercise their medical. So they combine all of that, the arts and the and you know, helping people that are in medical need. I'm like, wow. But God said, like I said, you haven't seen, you haven't heard, you haven't even entered into your mind what God has for you. Now, what I used this year for our scriptures was Joshua, and I'm sure it had not entered in Joshua's mind how the Jericho's wall was going to be delivered into them. But, I mean, he told them all the people that he would defeat. And, you know, if you look at his track record as a leader that had to go fight, didn't lose any battles. He didn't lose the war, the battle, nor the people. I mean, check it out. One time when someone stole something and kept that idol, and God said you're not to have any of their idols, and they hid it under their daughter's family because of poor condemned leadership. Watching this all on the ooh. And that was the only time he lost 35 men. And he went to God, sackcloth and ashes on his knees, and he says, why did I lose 35 men? He had expectancy that he lost, he didn't lose anywhere. The battle, the war, nor his people. And when it happened, he knew something's not right in the camp. So you really have to watch who you put in the inner circle, who you have in your camp, who are your influences, what voices you listen to. If you listen to negative voices and you get true to them, then you have more value in them than you have in God, because God is not negative. You know, we really kind of emphasize this enough. Most of my clients that we're working on their self-esteem. They're buried by what someone has told them, buried by how they received what someone told them, and even further buried for believing it. If that's not who God says you are, I just went through, I guess it was this month. I went to make a presentation, and the person told me there's nothing about that presentation that fits into anything that we have to offer. And frankly, I'm too busy to try to get creative to make it fit. So she just busted it out. And I praised God and said, thank you, Jesus. Next! I didn't let that define me, depress me, or entangle me in bondage because of one person's opinion. I usually say in my head, do you know who my father is? You don't take preeminence over my father. If I go to my father and I make my request known, do you think anything that you would say would be effective? Is that cocky? No, it's knowing who my father is and knowing what God told me to do and believing him over that person who's shooting down my assignment. I'm telling you, subject, faith, always wins over fear. I could have become fearful, depressed, discouraged, dismayed, disillusioned. My God, I thought you told me this. This is the guru of the guru. They know what they're talking about. If they don't think it has any credence, who's gonna believe me? Who's I'm not going there. I know what my God said. I know his voice. And because you don't and can't agree, that is not my problem at all. I know who I get my orders from. And you say, as an individual, you have to stay fast up, pray that. Say, God, you got to know the voice of the Lord. That is the key to increasing your faith. Hearing from God, knowing he's present, believing that he hears you and he answers you and he's going to grant to you what he promised you. That's the key to increasing your faith. That's how you have the faith to overcome your fear, because you talk to your father. And he tells you, my child, I got this, I've got that, and this is what I say for you. I was writing this message, had finished it, then on last Saturday, I was on my way to a funeral, ran into a hailstorm, and I'm like, oh, no, I did not sign up to be in this kind of a storm. I'm on my way to a funeral. I don't want to be dismayed, depressed, and just totally out of whack before I get there because of this storm. And I said, Cassandra, you're preaching on your faith overcoming and winning over your fears, how about using it? You know, I had to have a little self-talk. I'm like, oh, because it was kind of a gripper there. I'm like, no, everything's white as hell. I'm not seeing well. I don't know if I'm slight. I said, no, I'm not doing it. I looked up in the clouds, and all these white clouds, you know, letting down all their stuff. But then I saw a cloud had like a little zip, and behind that zip, you could see the sunshine. I said, now I've got to use my faith, overcome my fear. So how does my father do it? He speaks it. He says to the dry bones, get up. He says to the blind, you need to see. He says to the lame, strengthen your legs, rise up and walk. This is what he does, he speaks. So I spoke to that cloud in the name of Jesus. You will come out from behind that cloud, break out on the sunshine, know all this stuff, and I'm letting my fears go. Period. Don't you know? Now, somebody else was praying too, I'm sure, but I thank God for answering my prayers. That was my request. Immediately, the sun came out. It was gone. I didn't have any precipitation. I had nothing on the way there, or, and I blessed it on the way back while I was doing that, or on the way back. I'm like, no. No. I just don't. But here's what our scripture is taken from Joshua. The first scripture, first chapter of Joshua, the 9th verse. And then we go into the 5th chapter of Joshua. But that 9th verse in the first chapter of Joshua, God says, have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord your God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Well, bam! That's a commentation. I mean, whoa. Have I not commanded thee? Hello, I didn't make a suggestion. I made a commandment, and I expect you to obey. I went, whoa. Wow, that is just, I'm telling you something. Joshua, the 5th chapter, 13th verse. And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with a sword drawn in his hand. Joshua went unto him, and he said unto him, art thou for us, or art thou our adversary? And he said, nay, but as the captain of hosts of the Lord am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship him. And he said unto him, loose thou thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place wherein thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so. Did you see what God did? I love God. He knows our frailty. He knows our fears. Because God's been building Joshua's faith all along. But what did he do? He took from the invisible and made it visible. And all of a sudden, there's this man standing there. He's got a sword. Joshua's like, Okay, let's let me check this man out here. He says, are you for us or against us? Because he all of a sudden is in the midst of his camp. Solo. I'm like, how did he get in here? Where did he come from? Is he for us or is he against us? And he said, I'm the captain of the Lord of hosts. Woo! Now, you know what happened to me? It was kind of strange. I literally had random description. I try to do it on a daily basis, just see where God leads me in it. He's so brilliant, of course. It's always exactly what I need. So I read this, and I'm like, the Lord will show up in magnificent ways because he understands us and he knows what we need. Now, before I was leaving on Saturday, before I ran into the car store, I'm closing my door, about to go to my car. I'm having some difficulty pulling the door shut, and I hear this noise. I'm like, what is going on here? And I'm pulling the door, and it's really not pulling that well. And I hear this rumbling noise, like, you know, bodies or something. It's a presence, but it's noise. And then the door, I thought, like, what's going on here? And it alerted to me that, oh, these are my angels, and I need to wait before I shut the door and let them come out, come with me, because the door, I'm trying to pull the door and it's not, you know, closing. And then I hear this noise. And I'm like, oh, okay, you people, fine. You know, it kind of stops you at first. I'm like, all right, okay. Yeah, so I'll wait a minute and then I'll close the door and, okay, everybody out. This is good. So for some reason, I'm made aware that you're here. I feel them and I hear them, and sometimes I just hear the air movement and I know that they're there, but this time I actually heard them and then the evidence in the door, and I'm like, wonder what's going to happen that I need to know that you're with me today in this significant manner. And then I ran into that hailstorm. Now, I don't know if, because I didn't see it, if they're the ones that ran up and zipped the cloud open more so the sun come down, but I knew I had authority to speak to that sunshine so I could release my fear, let go of my fear, and release my faith. And it just gives you such a confidence. God is the one that builds our faith if we have a mountain. It gives you such a confidence to speak to your Heavenly Father and know that He hears. It is just, and I said, and look at what He did for Joshua. He brings a visible angel and says, I am the captain of the Lord host of Joshua. That had to have just given him so much encouragement. And the second verse, on the sixth chapter, where are we now? Sixth chapter, second verse. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given thee the hand. He said, see. Now, he had to see this because it hadn't happened. But God said, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho, the king thereof, and their mighty men of valor, servers, and ye shall compass the city. Now here's his instruction. Ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go around the city once. Now this is what this command is for him to do. Go around the city once. And he said, what? And that's what we'll do this 6 days. Do your homework. Around the wall of Jericho is 7 miles. Every day, 7 miles. You know, sometimes you just praise God. You can read about some things that other people do. And God hasn't given you that assignment. This is one of those. I'm like, thank you, Jesus. And 7 priests shall bear the Ark of the Covenant and the ram's horn. And the 7th day, you shall compass the city 7 times. And the priests shall blow with the trumpet. So on the 7th day, they had to walk around 7 times. Now, the walls, do you know, the walls of Jericho is so thick. That's where Rahab's house was. But she hid the men when Joshua sent them throughout the land. She hid them in her house, and then she let down a rope to let them over the walls. But her house was built into the wall. So how thick was this wall? Pretty thick. And obviously 7 miles round. 7 day, God commanded to walk around 7 times. And he said, I'm going to blow the trumpet. And it shall come to pass when thou shalt make a long blast with thy ram's horn, and we shall hear, and when we shall hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall shall fall down flat. And the people shall ascend every man straight before unto him. Now, what Rahab had told the spies, she says, all of our strength has left us. We fear you all. We already know we are doomed. You know, that scripture says men's hearts are filling us with fear. Fear is a very strong work of the enemy. And if you allow fear to grasp you, it's unpredictable what you'll do to get away from that fear. So you really have to work hard on not even allowing yourself to be in such a fearful state. Sometimes people say, I'm so nervous. I'm so scared. I just don't want to know. I said, well, actually, you're making all that up because Nothing has happened yet. What you're talking about is in the future, and you're not there. So why don't you just say, and we know you get excited, and, you know, intimidated and anxious, but to be fear where, you know, you're losing your sleep and you have your head hurts and, you know, you're physically showing. But they say now, they used to say 87%, but now they say 100%. Diseases come from stress, or stress comes from fear, anxiety, and torment. So you really have to work hard, and it's the essence is so easy to become fearful. But I'm up in this all of a sudden maelstrom with no preparatory nothing, and I'm thinking, fear started to grip me. And I'm like, oh my goodness, am I going to be sliding around? I can't see. What? That's the way that you find it. We know who's in control. So you have to speak it, focus, trust and pray. Just say what you want God to do. Now, what Joshua was able to do was to follow instructions. He had had his faith increased because his angel showed up and told her, I'm the captain. I'm like, that just had to be totally awful. So sometimes it was facing the fears without a fight. The fight is never yours. And the reason why we worry about the fight is because we are concerned about losing. Well, it's not your fight. And guess what? It's already been won. Anything that you come up against, God is not surprised. He's not trying to figure out, how do I get her or him out of this situation? That is not what God is doing. He already knows. He said, call me and I'll answer. Trust me. I got this. He says, there'll be many tribulations of the saints, but fear not, because I've overcome them all. There's nothing. And he hasn't overcome. That's why he came down here, just like, so that Joshua could see him. God himself wrapped himself up in flesh so that he could be seen as men to know, I'm down here walking with you. So just be blessed in knowing God's going to show up. God has showed up. He will handle your situation and with faith. You can always overcome your fear because the fight is not yours. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, golly. Oh. Oh, God. Oh. He is so handsome. You look absolutely beautiful. I love that ring. Gorgeous couple. Gorgeous. I don't ever Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.